We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Kilei Begodim, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Hey. The Kayin Pogam Boze. We were learning this halacha is based on chapter 64 in Likutei Moran, Chelek Aleph. There Rabbeinu Zal speaks about apikursis. He speaks about people doing the wrong kind of questioning of Hashem, Chas V'Shalom. And he speaks of two types of questions. There are questions that come from Shvira Sakelim, and there are questions that come from the Chol HaPonui. The questions that come from Shvira Sakelim, it's those questions about which the Torah says, V'da Mashetoshuv L'Apikoiris, that a Jew is supposed to learn to be able to have answers to questions. The questions that come from the Chol HaPonui, it's about that the Pasuk says, Kol bo'eho lo yeshuvun v'lo yasigu orchos chaim. Anyone who makes a mistake and enters into that, it's a one-way ticket downstairs, chas v'shalom. It's a one-way ticket that a person won't come back from. It'll lead a person so far away from Hashem, chas v'shalom, that it could be, chas v'shalom, a point of no return. That's how forbidden those questions are, the questions that come from the Chol HaPonui. And Rav Nosson Zal showed us in the discussion that the questions that come from the Chol HaPonui are related to linen, because we spoke about wool and linen. Wool is white, and wool is whiteness usually represents chesed. We talk about zokein molei rachmim, an elderly person full of kindness, an elderly person with a white beard. Whiteness represents kindness. Whiteness represents forgiveness of sins. The kohen gadol on Yom Kippur would have that white piece of cloth that would, if the Jew's sins were forgiven, it would be white. If chas v'shalom otherwise, it would be red, you know, to show. So wool represents kindness. Linen, pishton, represents gevura, tzimtzum. We quoted a pasuk where it says that the Gavriel, vo'ish Gavriel, lovush badim. The angel Gavriel was dressed in linen. So we see that pishtin is a concept of gevura, tzimtzum, which is the concept of the Chol HaPonui. The Chol HaPonui is super tzimtzum, whereby that's the place from which Hashem removed his light, removed his presence almost totally in order to make room for creation. So now Rav Nosson Zal tells us, the Kayin pogam bozeh. Kayin was poigem. He messed up in this Chol HaPonui issue. Vehevi mipsoiles. He brought a sacrifice to Hashem from the cheap stuff, from the waste matter. Shehu pishton, which was linen. Kamashikosuv, as the Pasuk says, Vayove Kayin mipri hoadomo min chol Hashem. Kayin brought from the fruits of the earth a gift for Hashem. Vedorsh Rabbi Seinazal, Shehevi mipsoiles. And our rabbis learn out that he brought from the cheapest quality stuff, Shehu zera pishton, which was flax, from which we make linen. What does this tell us? Rav Nosson Zal is going to tie this into our discussion. Ki rotzo lichnois b'chakira zu shel chol HaPonui. Because Kayin wanted to delve into this question, this paradox of the Chol HaPonui, which we mentioned earlier, that regarding the Chol HaPonui, we have to say that Hashem is not there, because if he were there, there's no room for creation. And at the same time, we have to say Hashem is there, because if Hashem is ever not in a place, nothing can exist there. So it's a contradiction. Hashem is not there, and he is there. And Kayin entered into this question. Shehu b'chinas pishton. And we said again, the Chol HaPonui corresponds to pishton. Eich limtzoi shom gam kein Hashem Yisborach. Kayin wanted to figure out, how do we find Hashem in flax, in linen? V'al kein hevi korban mi pishton, daika, that's why he brought a sacrifice from flax. ki ha-korban hu bechinas his galus elukus. Because a sacrifice is a revelation of Hashem. Shemakriven umalin hadovor lisharoshoi. The word korban is miloshon lekarev. We're taking this item, the animal or the incense or whatever it is, and we're bringing it close to Hashem, to its source. Shaideze nizgale vo'oile hanitzutzois vo'elikus sheesh bo'izadovor. And usually when we bring a korban, we're elevating the sparks of holiness that are found in that item. We're recognizing, we're showing recognition that there are sparks of holiness in that item. There is Hashem in that item, in that animal, in that incense, whatever it is, and we're elevating it. The Cain rotzo legaloi suelukus sheyesh bepishton. So Cain went to the extreme. He wanted to bring a korban from Pishton, meaning he wanted to show how Hashem is found in Pishton, in Cholol Aponui. V'al kein hevi korban misham. That's why he brought a sacrifice from there. V'al kein pogam boze mo'oid. And therefore, this was considered a terrible thing, a terrible mistake. He messed up big time. Ki osur lichnois shom klal ulegalois uelukus shiyashom. Because it's forbidden for a human being to enter into that airspace, into the Cholol Aponui situation, and to try to attempt to reveal Hashem's presence in the Cholol Aponui. Because as we mentioned earlier, in this physical world, we can't find Hashem in the Cholol Haponui. And it's about this that the Pasuk says, in that which is above you, do not delve into it. In that which is wondrous to you, Pele, don't delve into it. Don't try to understand it. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei chapter 25, Kivoid Elekim Haster Dovor, that sometimes the respect for Hashem requires covering things up, hiding it. Don't look. Ki Chiyu Selukusa Yisborach Shom Hu Behelem U Behester Godoil. Because the presence of Hashem in the Cholol Haponui is very, very hidden. V'al kein tzrichin rak lismoich al emuna levad kanal. And that's why we said when it comes to this topic, when it comes to discussing the presence of Hashem in Cholol Aponui, we don't discuss it. We believe. We have faith. We recognize that we don't understand it right now. We can't understand it right now. And therefore, we're not going to try to. V'alkein, and therefore the Torah tells us, V'alkein v'almenchosoi loisho. Hashem did not look at Cain or his gift. Hashem rejected Cain with his gift. Ki kaviyochol pono misham elukusoi, mibchinas cholol aponim. Because it's as if Hashem vacated his presence from the Cholol Haponui, Shubchinas Korban Kain Kanal, which is the sacrifices of Kain. Hashem said, I'm not there. I have nothing to do with that. And that's why it says, to Kain and to his sacrifice, Hashem did not turn to recognize, to show recognition for it. Loisho vadai l'shom, Hashem did not turn to it, ki pino eloikusa misham kavyohu. Because we said when it comes to the Cholol Haponui, Hashem removed his presence from there. So if Cain is playing, is dabbling in Cholol Haponui, Hashem says, I'm out. I'm not there. Avol hevel hevi mi b'choyrois tzoynoi umi chelbehen. Whereas Hevel brought a sacrifice from the choicest of his sheep and from the fat of it, the best part. Shehem Bechinas, his galus elikus shebetoy chabria. That corresponds to what we spoke about earlier, the presence of Hashem that's found in the creation after Hashem created the world. The Chol Aponui Hashem vacated. Then when Hashem started creating, in the creation Hashem is yes there. Sheshom Ikra HaKorbonos Vezgalos Elikusoi. There, within the Bria, there Hashem's presence is found. There, and that there it is appropriate to have sacrifices. Bebchinas Tsemer Kvosim, like the wool of the sheep. V'alkein Vayisha Hashem El Hevel Velmin Chosoi, and that's why the Torah tells us Hashem turned to Hevel and his gift. Kishom Iker Hizgalos Elikusikanam, because that's where the main revelation of Hashem is. In wool, in tzemer, in whiteness, in rachmim, in chesed, in the bria. V'ze b'chinas, and now we'll understand why the Torah tells us afterwards, v'yihi b'hiyoysum basode, that after this, when Cain and Hevel were together in the field, v'yokom Cain el Hevel ochiv v'yahargeyu, Cain rose up against his brother Hevel and he killed him. Dahainu shekofar be'ikar, this showed that Cain was denying Hashem. Vahoragis Hevel vehemisoi, he murdered Hevel. Ki hamiso hi bechinas histalkus, because death, another word for death is removal, removed. Dahainu shesilek hashchino kaviochel, Cain caused the presence of Hashem to remove itself. Dahainu shesilek ho elokus hanimshach betoich hachol laponui, he removed the presence of Hashem, which is found inside the Chol Al Haponui. Shal Yidei Zeh Hoyo HaBriya Shenivra B'Chochma, that's how Hashem created. Hashem vacated an area, that's Chol Al Haponui. Inside that Chol Al Haponui, Hashem went ahead and made a Briya. The Sfirois, the Midos of Hashem, the different worlds and everything. Now Cain removed the presence of Hashem that's inside the Chol Al Haponui, in that Briya. Because we said the entire Bria was with Chachma. Shehu b'chinas Korban Hevel, b'chinas Tzemer Kvosim. Chachma is, and the Bria, the Chachma, is associated with the sacrifice of Hevel, which is the wool of the sheep. V'kayin, machma shenichnas b'chakira shel chol laponui, whereas Cain, because he delved into the perplexities of the chol laponui, Shehu bechinas pishton, which is represented by linen, by flax, al kain nisesham, therefore he ended up getting lost there, wandering around lost, ad shehorages hevel v'silkoi min oilam, to the point where he went ahead and murdered Hevel and removed him from the world, meaning, ki rotzo lesale ko elokus shenizgale betoich hecholo haponui, Cain wanted to remove the presence of Hashem, which was revealed inside the Chol Al Haponui, in the Bria, which is inside the Chol Al Haponui. Kibo l'kfirus gedoilois al yidei hachakirois shel Chol Al Haponui, because by delving into this topic of the Chol Al Haponui, Cain was misled into all kinds of doubts, doubting Hashem completely. Ki al ze nemar, Kol bo'eho lo yeshuvun, because it's about the questions related to the Chol Al Haponui that the pasuk says anyone who goes in there will not come out, will not return. V'ze bechinas, and this is why Cain's response when Hashem said, "Hi, Cain, good morning. How's your brother Hevel? Where's Hevel?" And Cain said, "Lo yodati, I don't know. How am I supposed to know? Hashomer ochi anoichi, am I my brother's keeper?" What's the lo yodati? Why these exact words? I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper? Ki Hashem yizborach sholoi ei hevel ochicha. Hashem asked him, "Where is Hevel, your brother?" Meaning, dahainu, where is that flow of Hashem, which is represented by Hevel, by the wool, by the whiteness? V'heishiv, Cain said, "Lo yodati, I don't know," meaning like he was denying it. I don't know. I don't see it. Ki nise al yidei hachakirus v'hakfiroi shel Chol Haponui, because as a result of delving into this topic of Chol Haponui, which was symbolized by the flax, the linen, Cain got lost. Ki osur lichnois l'shom, because we're not allowed to enter into there. rak lismoich al emuno levad. But rather, we have to rely when it comes to those kind of questions, we have to turn off our intellect, our rational thinking, and default to emuna. Only emuna. Vechein isa b'medrash. And Rav Nosson Zal says, you'll note the terminology that the Medrash uses about this. Shekayin bechetoi rotzo lahachzir kol hoilam kuloi letoyu vavoyu hainonal. The Medrash says that Cain, as a result of his sin, murder of Hevel, he wanted to get the world to revert back to complete nothingness. Meaning, he wanted to remove the presence of Hashem totally. He was in denial. He denied completely the presence of Hashem. By murdering Hevel, Hevel represented, symbolized the presence of Hashem in the Bria. By murdering Hevel, he's saying, no, there's no Hashem here. There's not this. Hainu Kanal, as we mentioned earlier. I once saw in a sefer, I believe it's in the introduction to the Bnei Yisachar. The Bnei Yisachar was one of the great tzaddikim around the time of Rabbeinu Zal, and he had many descendants who were different Hasidic leaders, rabbis. One was the Munkacher and others. And one of his descendants, in the introduction to one of the Sforim, I think it's not the Bnei Yisachar, the Chidushe Bnei Yisachar, another sefer, has like 10, 15 pages on this topic, avoiding the study of philosophy, avoiding questioning Hashem in an improper way, you know, the wrong kind of questions. And he quotes this pasuk there also, and he mentions that the first letters of Kol Bo'eho Loi Yeshuvun spell the word Bichel. Bichel means a book. But Bichel, a book, is usually called, what's the Yiddish word for a book? A buch is a book. A Bichel is like a pamphlet. And most of the material, most of the Jewish material that was written discussing philosophy, the wrong kind of discussions of philosophy, was in these Bichlach. That's what they were called. And he says it like half jokingly, half seriously, that the first letters of the word Bichl are Kol Bo'eho Lo Yeshuvun, that a good Jew will stay far away from those Bichls, from those booklets, those pamphlets, those things that discuss philosophy and those things, you know, because they're very, very dangerous. There's the famous quote from Rav Nosson Zal in the introduction to one of the Rambam's main works on philosophy, this type of discussion. He writes there that this sefer will really help 1 in 1,000 people. 1 in 1,000 people will be on a level to understand this correctly and appreciate it and benefit from it. Rav Nosson Zal once commented, the 999 we've seen, the 999 that didn't benefit from it, implying that we're hurt by it, Rachman al-San, we saw, the one we haven't seen yet, chas v'shal, you know, implying how dangerous, how super dangerous this is. And Rabbeinu Zal spent a major part of his discussions in Yiddishkeit warning, admonishing his students and Klal Yisrael, stay away, be very, very careful. This is high voltage. It's extremely, extremely dangerous to a person's faith in Hashem.